All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, Sully teased it. I haven't been allowed to read it, so here.
Detroit Lions announce they have hired Daryl Bevel as their offensive coordinator.
Yes! From, like, the Vikings
in Seattle, of course, the infamous Marshawn Lynch or Russell Wilson interception on the 1 yard line in the Super Bowl. That Daryl Bevel didn't coach anywhere last year, but before that with the Seahawks.
So let me get this straight, just so I'm clear: the Harrity guy was out of football last year.
Yes. Yeah, he did not work last year.
How am I supposed to react to this? Made the worst call in Super Bowl history. He was unemployed last year. All right. Sounds like a good fit. This is the problem with live radio. I don't even know how to process this. Give me Bevel's resume. I mean, obviously, I'm looking at it. Let's see. So he was, 7 years with the Seahawks as the OC. He gets clipped and is unemployed. Before then, I remember him from the Vikings. Yeah, I mean, it's worked with the Pack for 6 years, but that's going back 2000, 2005. He was a QB coach, began his career in 96. Yeah, okay, now we're going back to Westmar University, and he was a QB in Wisconsin. I don't know what to make of it. I don't. I think it's out of left field. I mean, we had Dave Burkett on earlier in the day, you know, listed 7 or 8 names. Daryl Bevel wasn't on that. I haven't read a single piece of literature that had Daryl Bevel on that list. Now, look, a lot of us go crazy about, well, they're only hiring Patriots. Well, this guy didn't coach with the Patriots. This guy didn't coach for Syracuse, so there you go. But I will tell you, it is a little bit bizarre to hire an OC who was out of football. I know Jeremy Bates was one of those guys this year. I mean, wasn't Jeremy Bates calling plays for the Jets this year? And he went, like, hiking a mountain for 2 years, and they hired him? You just generally don't. You don't hire someone who's unemployed. Give me the reason he was unemployed last year. What, did he need a break? Did he want to go to a mountaintop and smoke peyote? What did he want to do here?
Yeah, I was looking if he was even employed in any capacity as some sort of consultant, or I'm not seeing anything. But here's a tidbit, a couple tidbits on it. New Lions OC Daryl Bevel crossed paths with Bob Quinn in 98-99 at Connecticut. Bevel was wide receivers coach. Quinn was a grad assistant.
Oh, great.
And Dave Burkett just tweeted, interesting, Bevel is the OC who didn't hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch at the 1 yard line in the Super Bowl when Patricia's defense got the Super Bowl winning interception 4 years ago.
I don't know what to say. I don't. This is totally out of left field. I'm giving you my organic response. You could have asked me to name 50 candidates for this job. I never would have come up with Daryl Bevel. Now, look, I'm not trying to be rude, but if you got all your boys in New England, and we had Dave on earlier, and Dave wrote a great piece in the Freep today, but if you had all your boys in New England who are still playing this weekend, okay? Chad O'Shea, the wide receiver coach, a guy who's supposed to replace McDaniels as the OC. You had the tight ends coach, Nick Cayley. You have the assistant QB coach, Jerry Schuplinski, right? You had all those Patriot guys. And you hire a guy that was unemployed, I'm going to go ahead and tell you it is my opinion the Patriot guys don't want this job. That's how I feel. I can't prove that. Maybe it'll be proven wrong in moments. I'm giving you a real-time reaction here. For you to hire a dude who was unemployed last year is almost unprecedented in NFL football. And the prevailing thought was, gonna hire Patriot guy, gonna hire guy we know. Shane Waldron with the Rams still playing this weekend. The three guys I named with New England still playing this weekend. If you waited this long, you could still wait to hire them. If you go out now and hire a guy who had no job last year versus waiting to hire them, here's what it tells me. They don't want this job.
Yep.
And I said this to you many times. I almost want to get Dave back on the phone because now I'm pissed. But I said to you, Matt Patricia has no credibility in this league. He has absolutely no respect in this league as a head coach. He has earned it. And his job security, I'm sorry. He gets out to a rough start next year. You're talking the hottest seat in the league. You're not getting a quality OC here. So here's the question. If your own buddies, guys you worked with, guys you know, right? If they're not the hire, and you hire a guy with no ties to you who was unemployed last year, what does that say to you on surface? 248-539-9797. Go ahead. You guys are all over social media. I'm sure you got lots of great stuff for me.
Well, add that to the guys that aren't on the Belichick tree that he tried to get, Hackett and other guys that didn't want to come here. You said it earlier. It didn't look like they wanted to come here either to be under the Patricia. So maybe Patricia was on the, you know, the hot seat for next season, and they didn't want to be bothered with that. But they hired a guy, dare I say, that was desperate. He was out there doing nothing. He was desperate for the job. The only way you're hiring an OC is if someone is desperate.
If all 32 teams had an OC opening,
yes.
Daryl Bevel wouldn't be hired.
I don't think he would be on the top five of any team's list.
David, if you grabbed a list of every interview every team did, and I apologize if this is inaccurate, I will take it back if it is. But like, you could do a list of every person, every human being who interviewed for an OC job this offseason, and Bevel wouldn't be on it.
Oh, he was not on anybody's list.
Did he do another interview?
I don't think he did. That's what I mean. He was desperate. That's what it comes off, it looks like to me.
And I'll tell you one thing. This franchise has killed this fan base. This is one of the more bizarre hires of my life as far as OCs go in the NFL. I honestly, I'm a 38-year-old man. I don't cover the league, but I mean, I follow it intensely. You just don't see stuff like this. The only comparison I could make would be Jeremy Bates with the Jets. I don't know what his history was. Was he with Todd Bowles or someone else on that staff? But Bates was out of football. Daryl Bevel. The last time we remember Daryl Bevel, he made the single worst call in Super Bowl history, not handing it to Marshawn Lynch. And he was unemployed last year. And now Daryl Bevel is the new offensive coordinator with your Detroit Lions. And I'm processing it as you guys are. And the only thing I can come up with is nobody wanted the job. How? How do you come up with a guy that nobody interviewed and that no one mentioned coming here? And all of the Patriot guys are playing this weekend. You waited this long. You could have got Daryl Bevel 2 weeks ago, right? Nobody else was lining up for Daryl Bevel. So if you hired Daryl Bevel now on AFC-NFC championship weekend, is it unfair that I look at it and I believe guys like Chad O'Shea and Nick Caley and Shane Waldron said no thank you? And I made the point to Dave Burkett earlier. I said, Dave, if they don't get one of these Patriot guys and it's Godsey or some other name, it tells you nobody wants this job. Tell me I'm wrong with this. Daryl Bevel was unemployed last year. Not a QB cut. Now, again, does Daryl Bevel have a family situation I don't know about? Did Daryl Bevel have a dream to run the Iditarod? I mean, I don't.
I've not seen anything just besides when he got dismissed from the Seahawks. And if you remember, what I remember about Daryl Bevel is that Seahawks fans, look, of course, plenty of jokes about the interception, the Super Bowl. I get it. Lions type hire. Totally understand that. But looking beyond that, I remember Daryl Bevel Sure, when the Seahawks offense was rolling the year before, you hear his name popped around. But towards the end of his tenure in Seattle, what I remember is that those fans were sick of him. Those fans were sick of him in Seattle because he wasn't being creative. The offense was just boring, wanted to maximize Russell Wilson more, wasn't showing any creativity offensively. But when you look at Darrell Bevell, here's what it tells me. He had 4 years with AP in Minnesota. Then he had 5 years with Marshawn Lynch wanting to pound the rock in Seattle. He wants to pound the rock.
That's what I told
They're
you.
They're hiring him because they want to run the football.
You want the first move they need to make now that Darrell Bevell's your OC? First move they need to make. I'll tell you next.
I have idea where you're going,
Woo-wee.
Too.
Oh, that's some light butter on that radio tease. We'll get into it next. Good response by the people. Fired up about the OC hire, huh? This poor fan base. I'm processing it like you guys are, and here's what I ask. Sully, David, if you can, just tell me why he was out of football last year. I want to make sure it's not some personal situation. I'm not trying to be smarmy, but...
No, I haven't seen any of that.
I've never heard of something like this. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.